December 18th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says anyone who does not believe Satan exists need only look at the recent election results. The fraud which was perpetrated could only be conceived by evil. That is how Satan works, under the cover of hiddenness, producing unprecedented outcomes. My remnant cannot be fooled. My remnant holds right reason in their hearts and stands firm in righteousness. This election is a great challenge against truth. There are plans under the cover of darkness which would cripple the now thriving economy, weaken national defenses, and threaten the validity of the Constitution. Those who can and could make a difference are summarily threatened with physical violence. Clearly, it is prayer which must be the defense of truth and the protection of the Constitution. Be united against Satan's plans. Pray he is exposed and defeated. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 12. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not associate with them, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.